Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down. Going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out. But where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get out.
I'd rather stand tall.
From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I am your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane Radio, Thursday morning broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to another anointed broadcast. I'm very excited that you have joined us, and I just wanted to say thank you to all my prayer partners, all of my supporters and listeners and followers that continue to follow me each and every week as I come live, either on this platform or on my Wednesday and Thursday evening platforms as well. Today, we have a very special topic that I mentioned last week that we're going to talk about, and we're going to do this series over the next few weeks. Now, in between of those series, prayer, I will be doing some interviews, but I just want everyone to know that as time goes on and as God continues to establish different platforms for me to actually walk on, and I count it an honor that he has chosen me to do this. Some things in my life, I have to make some adjustments, and I'm making those adjustments now. So very soon, and I'll be letting you know, but it's not no time too soon. It's not next week or next month, but I do have some interviews and some teaching set up between now and the end of April, early May. At that time, from Insanity to Sane on Thursday morning, I will be closing that platform down, so that I can stretch my territory and God, and where God is leading me at. So that's something I will be discussing as we get closer to that day. But just be inspired that from insanity to sane, I'm not going anywhere. I may be changing different channels. I may be doing other things. Teaching is always going to be a part of me, and I do love that. But God is opening up another door for me, and that I will be discussing as we get closer to that time of that transition. But until then, just continue to tune in. Every Thursday morning, I will be teaching, or I will be having interviews of people that have had struggles in their lives, that have overcome obstacles. And that's going to give us the fundamentals that what we need, whether you are a Christian or you are a non-Christian. And I try to have something for everyone. So by that way, no one is left out as well, because where I understand it from a Christian standpoint, I can't expect someone else that is not a Christian to understand that method. So I try to be very diverse in what I bring to you each and every week so that we all can grow and become everything that we were created to be, all right? But before we get started, I'm going to start off with prayer, and then we're going to get right into today's lesson. Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Lord, I just pray a blessing over this time that what we have together as we share, as we open up our hearts and, Lord, and be transparent. Father, so often that we pray and so many people wonder why my prayers are not being answered. Do God really hear me? Is God really there? Is God really alive? Does he care about me? Does he love me? So many people today, because we live in a broken and hurt world, and so many people have that exact same question each and every day of their lives. And I hope that today, Father, that the message that you have given me, Father, is going to touch the hearts and lives of people, that we're going to get to the root of why our prayers are not answered. And we're just going to be as transparent as we possibly can and open to whatever that you want to do in our lives, Lord. So we just give everything to you this morning, and we declared and decreed all of our lives that when we leave this series, Father, that we're going to be inspired, we're going to be lifted up, and we're going to go forth, and we're not going to let any lies of the enemy try to discourage us from where you are taking us to. And we just pray your blessing over everyone that is listening and under the sound of my breath, that you will be exalted throughout the earth. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Okay. Now, like I said, prayer. Prayer is a very vital part of our lives. That is how we connect with Almighty God, is when we're in our prayer closet. Now, some people, they look at prayer and they think to themselves, all right, well, you know what, I don't pray like this person. I don't pray like a T.D. Jakes. I don't pray like a Joyce Meyer. I don't pray like a Paula White. Okay, and so often people are intimidated with prayer, and it's amazing how Satan has allowed people to really become intimidated, because he knows that if you don't pray, you don't grow closer to God. That is how you get in the presence of God. That's how that we experience God. That's how we get to know God, is when we pray and we seek him. And the enemy doesn't want you to seek him. So what he does is that he intimidates you with these powerhouse speakers that's on television and radio each and every day, and you hear them praying. And some people be like, oh, my God, I can't pray like this person. I remember myself, and I'm just going to be transparent here for a moment. I remember 18 years ago when I first gave my heart to Jesus. And what happened is that I was at church one day, and it was this wonderful sister in Christ, and she was praying. And I listened to her, and I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, I can't pray like that. So every time we would have a meeting, and she would ask everyone, do anyone want to start off in prayer? And I wanted to pray, but I was so intimidated because I didn't pray like she did. All right? Now, I could have stayed stuck in that mindset, you know, but then God started to speak to me. And he says, prayer is nothing but talking to me. Just like you talk to your girlfriend, that's what prayer is. So what I did, I stepped out there in faith and I prayed, and it got easier, you know. And I was like, wow, I'm like, this is not bad. I can do this. And then I thought to myself, well, if I pray out loud, people are going to hear me. What if I don't pronounce a word right, or maybe I stutter over my word, or maybe it doesn't sound right when it comes out, or maybe I may get tongue twisted, and all these thoughts into my mind. And those thoughts is nothing but Satan working overtime in your life, because his main purpose is to keep your mouth shut, shut in prayer and shut in praise. So remember that. If he can get you to shut your mouth in prayer and praise, okay, Satan don't mind you going to church, okay? He don't mind you reading your Bible. Okay, because see, when you go to church, you just enter into a building. okay? We are the church, and the church is enough. He don't mind you reading the Bible. You can flip the pages all day and night. He don't mind that. But it's your mouth, because he knows that when you open up your mouth, things is going to happen. You know, that's when God goes to work, when we open up our mouths. Like what it says, that when prayer goes up, blessings come down. When we pray, we get the attention of God. And when God hears us praying, God sends his angels. He says, now I want you to go down there. He sends his angels. He says, go down there and help Sister Sue out, or help Sister Barbara, or help Brother Tom out. And that's what they do. They get their orders from Almighty God, and they come down here to earth, and they do a work, and they turn things around, and the atmosphere changes. Because when we get into the presence of Almighty God, the atmosphere changes. Everything changes. And that's what the enemy does not want you to do. He doesn't want you to open up your mouth. So often, have you ever wondered, I prayed this prayer, why my prayers have not been answered? So many of us have that dilemma each and every day. And then that's why some of us don't want to pray, because we feel, why should I pray? Because every time I pray, nothing happens. You may pray a prayer for 10 years and don't see anything. But see, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Chapter, you have to still believe even when you do not see. You have to believe. But there are some things that what we can do, okay, on ourselves with the help of Almighty God to help us in our prayer life, okay? Sometimes when prayers are not answered, because we have sin in our lives, okay? Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, and it's not the most popular thing that what I can talk about, but I'm just going to be real. This is from Insanity to Sane. Y'all have heard my testimony multiple times. Y'all know who I am, what I'm about, and where I came from. So it's no surprise to you that I'm going to bring you a sharp word. I bring you that word because I love you, and I want to see your life changed for the good, okay? So I'm going to repeat that. The reason why a lot of our prayers are not answered, because we have sin in our lives. Now, yes, we all have sin. We all sin each and every day. Every last one of us sin every day. No one is going to come to me and say, oh, no, I don't sin, because you're a lie. So we're just going to get that out of the way right now, everyone says. But at the same time, there are times that when our prayers are not answered, because we have that sin in our lives. And that sin could be that you are at fault with your brother or your sister. And I don't necessarily mean your DNA brother and your DNA sister, your brother and sister in Christ, your neighbor, your coworker, your boss, your husband, your children, someone at church. It could be anyone. When there is an area in your life that is not pleasing to God, okay, that hinders your prayer, okay, that's why that God commanded things, okay, that, you know, that to live an upright life before me, that's what God says, so that your prayers are not hindered. Because our prayers can be hindered, and we don't understand that, but your prayers can be hindered. God, so many people could be like, okay, well, I want God to do this in my life. God is ready and able, and he wants to do it, okay? But God is not going to just bring you a blessing, okay, and you still have these areas in your life that you've never dealt with. God is not going to do that. So if you think for one second that God is going to rain down on you and rain down blessings on your life, okay, and you still at fault with your brother, you still have sin in your life, you still have sin in your heart, think again. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. God will supply your needs, because he did say that he will supply our needs according to his riches and glory. So he will supply your need. But if you're looking for a breakthrough and you're looking for God to do something mighty in your life and strong and powerful in your life, and you still have sin in your life, you still have unforgiveness in your heart, you still at fault with your brother or your sister, think again. It's not going to happen. So let me give you a reality check right now. It's not going to happen. Been there and done that, okay? God will not dwell in an unclean temple. And when God lives in you, when you accepted Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, okay? So whenever you are at fault with someone, you know what I'm saying, the Bible says that leave your gift at the altar. Go make peace with your brother, and then come back and bring your gift to the altar. Okay, because our prayers can be hindered because we have that unforgiveness, an unforgiveness spirit. God will not dwell in an unclean temple. I cannot stress that enough. There's no room for him. Okay, even when his son Jesus went to the cross, okay, all right, and Jesus was nailed to the cross, he says, you know, he just cried out. He says, Father, why have thou forsaken me? God hasn't forsaken, but because of the sin, God can't look at sin. He turns back. If you go through the scriptures from the Old Testament, from Genesis on up, because he knows what sin can do to our lives. Sin will corrupt us. Sin will make us evil. He doesn't want that. He didn't design us to live like that. Okay? He does not want you to live like that. So he hates sin. I mean, all throughout the Bible, there were people that sinned, and he turned their back. You know, he called them a stiff-necked people, you know, because they did not listen to God. God allowed the people of Israel, even though, now hear me out, even though he were their chosen people, and he brought them out of Egypt, and taking them into the promised land. But because of their constant sin, their constant disability, God let them wander around in the wilderness. You hear me? Wander around in the wilderness for 40 years because he didn't want that stiff-necked generation that he had brought out of Egypt to go into the promised land with sin in their hearts, sin in their lives, disobedience, wickedness, and evil. God says, I'm going to destroy this generation, and I'm going to let you wander here for 40 years until your next generation rises up, and that is the generation that will enter into the promised land. So all throughout the Bible, we hear about God. He hates sin because sin hinders us from going forward and moving forward. There are people today that are stuck, okay, stuck in a rut, and they don't even know it. So how do we get into a prayer time with God? I'm going to give you some steps in how you get there. First of all, make God first thing in the morning. Make him first thing in the morning, before you do anything. Now, sometimes unexpected things come up, unexpected things happen that we don't expect, okay, to happen. You know, you may be in bed sleeping, and you know you're going to plan on getting up in the morning, prayer, reading your word, and all this. Then what happens is that your child comes in the room, and your child is not feeling well. Okay, now, what are you going to do? Okay, so naturally, our natural instinct is to tend to our child. Okay, so that can throw off your morning. You know what I'm saying? I've been there myself. That will throw off your, but I believe God understands that things happen in our lives beyond our control, you know, and God is not going to penalize you. For a long time, I used to think, well, if I don't get up and pray God first thing in the morning, and if I allow this to interfere with my morning, God's going to be upset with me. Okay, well, first of all, I had to realize, where is that thought coming from? That goes against God's word. Anything that is contrary to God's word is a lie. That's from Satan, and you have to take that lie back to hell where that lie belongs at, because it is not from God. Why would God be upset with me because I didn't read my word today, or I didn't get up this morning and I prayed? God looks at your heart. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart. God knows my heart. And that's all that matters. He knows Barbara Hart. He created me. He knows me inside out. Okay? So what you do is that when you find that time. Maybe that time for you is not in the morning, because maybe you have a husband, you have children, and you got all these other responsibilities. Maybe morning is not your time. I know some people that they have their devotion and prayer time in the evening. They have it at night. So whenever you have that quiet time, I remember listening to a pastor, his name was Bishop Bloomer, and he was preaching at this women's conference many, many years ago. This was like in the early 90s, and he was talking about that whatever you do everything throughout the day. You can do everything you want to do throughout the day, work, children, cook, clean, laundry, do all these things, but there comes a part of the day that is only you and God. Now, if you can go through your entire day and do everything you want to do, and you don't have a part of that day that is solely you and God, then there's a problem in your life and there's a problem in your walk with God. Because as a child of God, there is a part that only belongs to God. At the one time throughout that day, there has to be a section that's just you and God. And it has to be that. You know, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the afternoon, whether it's in the evening, whether it's 12 o'clock at night, but there has to be a part of the time that is only you and God. And it has to be that way, okay? Has to be that way, okay? So I say that to you so that you will know exactly what you need to do, rather it's in the morning, but find that quiet time. You know, maybe for you, maybe you're a housewife, okay? So when you get up in the morning, you got children, you got a husband to get up, fix breakfast, pack lunches, you know what I'm saying? Get the kids on the school bus. Maybe you got to drive them to school, whatever the case may be, okay? But then when you come back home, you have your home all to yourself. Now, you may be saying, okay, Barbara, but I may have one or two kids still at home, even though I'm getting the kids off to school. That's fine. When they take their naps, two children cannot stay up all day long. They have to go to sleep sometime. And I'm sure that you lay your children down for a nap during the day. When you lay them down at night, when you lay them down during the day for a nap, okay, maybe lay down for an hour. That is your time. And you may be thinking, well, you know what, I have that hour, but I like to lay back and rest. Okay, all right, understand that. All right. Then what you have to do, you have to find another time. Or maybe you just have to make that sacrifice and say, okay, you know what, God, I only have this hour window, and I want to just spend time with you. Pray and ask God to give you the strength that you're able to do it, and he will give you the strength to do it. Okay? Take that time, sacrifice that time, and make time for God, because you know what? God loves you, and he makes time for you. You know, God has your best interest at heart at all times in life, so you need to be able to do something for him. So if it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, have that time. Get your Bible. Get your journal. Get a pen. Go in the bathroom. Sit on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do. Spend that time, because that's all he wants is your time. It's not about, and some people think, well, you know what, I got to spend a couple hours. It's not about how long you spend. See, that's another thing that we get caught up on. We get caught up on the quantity and not the quality. God is looking for the quality of your time, not the quantity. Some people can sit down, and I'm just going to be real. Some people can sit down for hours, pray, read their word, and guess what? Doing no better than they were before they read. Come on now. You know, I mean, it's real. This is real talk. I'm talking real talk to you this morning. It's like that. So God would rather you spend 10 quality minutes with him, sharing your heart, being vulnerable, open up your mouth and saying, God, I don't understand this. God, I'm upset about this. God, I'm hurt because this person did this to me. God, I want you to come into my life. I want you to transform my life. I want you to make me a better person. Help me to have the eyes of Christ when people come at me crazy. Talk real. That's what I do. I talk real. I remember one time someone had hurt me with their words, and I says, God, I haven't done nothing to this person, you know. And I was like, you know what, God, you know, some people really just get on my darn nerves. But that's okay. God is not going to be offended by my words that I say. You know, he's way too big for that. He's not going to get offended. He understands. But that's what prayer time is. I can go to him. I can talk to him. When something doesn't make sense to me, I can go to him and say, God, this do not make sense to me. I don't understand this. I remember one time I was going through it with a divorce from my second husband after the abuse, and I'm going to tell you something. I would go to God, and I mean, I said things to God that was unbelievable. You know, I said to God, because when God was speaking to me in my prayer time, he was like, you have to forgive him. I says, God, I go to hell first before I forgive him, okay? Now, some people may look at me and be like, how can you say that? God understands because I'm being real with him. See, the reason why a lot of people can't be real with other people because they can't be real with God. And I'm going to say that again because that's a good word. The reason why some people can't be real with other people is because they cannot be real with God. If you are not real with God, how do you expect to be real with other people in your life? I don't have time to impress other people with different words and things like that, okay? This is who I am. This is who God made me. So if I'm upset about something, I don't understand something, I can go to God and be like, God, I don't understand this. This don't make no sense. If you want me to do this, this is crazy. I'm not going to do that, okay? Now, I know at the end of the day I'm going to do it, but at that moment, I need his grace in order to do it because I can't do it within my own ability. It has to come from Almighty God, okay? So that's my point that I want to make to you this morning, you know, is that when you pray, okay, I mean when you pray, okay, seek God with your whole heart in prayer. Just seek him, okay? Find that time. okay? Even if it's 5 minutes, give God that. Give God the best 5 minutes that you can possibly give him. And then pray and ask God to expand that and increase it. And then you'll notice that you're going to go up to 10 minutes, 15, and then 20. Then before you know, you're going to be in an hour of prayer and devotion with God. But start where you're at. If you don't start somewhere, you'll never get there. But you have to take steps each day getting there. Okay, you have to take those steps. You know, regardless of what, even if it's just 5 minutes, you know, some people may be like, okay, well, I can't sit down and read the Bible all at one time. No one is asking you to sit down and read Old Testament and New Testament from front to back all day long. No one is expecting you to do that, okay? But at the end of the day, start off with one chapter, okay? Understand that one chapter. Some people think, all right, I sit down, I'll read 12, 15 chapters. And if someone were to ask you, what did you get out of those 12 or 15 chapters, you probably would not be able to quote not one scripture and probably would not have no idea of what you actually read. And the reason being is because you're trying to inhale everything and digest it all at one time, okay? Now, what you do is this. You sit down with the Bible and you read one chapter. And you take your time and you read that one chapter. But before you read, you pray, ask God to give you insight, give you knowledge, understanding of his word. Because God would never write something that we could not understand. Okay? So you have to pray and ask for understanding. And then just sit down and read that one chapter. You know? And then what you do, if something pops out at you, write it down in a journal. I have several journals, you know, as I was going through my transformation myself. But that's what I was doing. You know, seriously, I was writing down every verse, every word, something that just sparked to me, I would write it down. And even today, there have been times I had to go back to those journals because I needed it. I needed some. It was something that I had to go back to. And I'll tell you something. Just because God has delivered you and brought you into a new place, okay, there will come times in your life that you're going to have to go back to those basics. And there are times I got to go back to my journals, and I got to go back to my journals, and I got to read them, you know what I'm saying, because I'm needing something out of it. And what that is the Holy Spirit. He's drawing me to my journals because I'm seeking something. I'm seeking him. And he was speaking to me. He was like, it's in the journal. Go back to it. And I went back to the journal, and there it was. Okay, so that's what I want to say to you today. You know what I'm saying? Just be real with God. Keep God first, okay? And we're almost out of time now, and I'm going to end on that note. Keep God first, and remember God loves you with an everlasting love. But I just want to make some quick announcements. This evening I'll be broadcasting under the other platform, Neocon platform, from Insanity to Sane Radio. I will be interviewing gospel award artist. Her name is Sheila Piper. I'm going to be interviewing her at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this evening. Now, over the next couple weeks, we only have 2 more weeks left before the Stellas. I'm going to be out there at the Stella Awards in Las Vegas. I'm very excited about that opportunity that God has opened up. Please visit my website. I have revamped my website. I have launched my From Insanity to Sane public relations company. I'm starting to launch it right now. I'm in the process of doing it right now. I will be taking interviewing clients right now. So if you have a business or ministry and you're looking for some public relations to promote you on radio, television, magazines, bloggers, and so forth, I am your go girl. I have a one-stop shop ministry. So definitely visit my website at www.frominsanitytosane.com. Fill out a contact form there. Put your information in there. I will get back to you within 24 hours. Or you may hit me up on Facebook as well, Barbara Archer, or From Insanity to Sane. Inbox me. Send me a message. I'll be more than glad to assist you. Both of my telephone numbers, my work number, and my mobile number is at the bottom of my website on my homepage. You can go there. Call me. Reach out to me. I love to do business with you because this is the season, this is the year, and I will be able to get your business or get your ministry out there in the public eye. I have the resources, I have the media database, and I have tons of connections, and we're just going to just go for it because this is the year to go for it. So with all that said and done, please I just want to advise you that my magazine will be out at the end of this month, Be Who You Are magazine. Check that out at www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. God bless you. I love you. I'll see you next Thursday, and be blessed. And we're going to continue our discussion on prayer. All right? Goodbye.